First Chronicles chapter 5. This is the genealogy of the children of Reuben. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. This is such a theme, isn't it, in God's dealings with men, that the birthright is often not the guarantee to blessing. The firstborn is often not the chosen one. Just so many examples of this. You see it all the time. Jacob and Esau, you know, Esau was the firstborn, but Jacob was the one through whom God's purpose went, and so on and so forth. And again, you see it here with the children of Jacob, that Reuben was the firstborn, but he didn't actually remain there. All the time, God wants to work through the little person, through the second best, as it were. He uses people who feel totally inadequate to be his prophets. Moses had a stutter, Jeremiah felt he was far too young, etc. Ezekiel didn't want to do it. The prophets were generally reluctant and full of their own inadequacy. And God chooses the one who is not the firstborn to be the effective firstborn. This goes on all the time. You see it again with Ephraim and Manasseh. This is a theme with God. And so I think the key is to be humble and to never think that because I have this or that qualification, I therefore ought to be used by God, or I deserve this kind of honour or this kind of place. Not at all. That's not how God works. He is the God of the obscure, the God of the little man, not the God of great people. You think of who he chose to be the mother of his own beloved son, Mary, probably an illiterate, barefoot teenager who wasn't yet married, and girls got married pretty young in those days, certainly in their teens, couldn't afford or offer a decent sacrifice. When she came to offer Jesus as a baby in the temple, she had to offer the sacrifice of the poor. There was no room for them in the inn. They didn't have money to go to a decent hotel, as it were. When she was pregnant, she gave birth in a manger, in a cattle manger, full of the smells and the noise of animals. And she wasn't, you know, some smart Jerusalem girl. God works through the little ones. God works through those who are apparently not the first. And the first shall be last, and the last shall be first in God's bigger economy. And we need to remember that when we look at people, to never respect persons, to think, ooh, this person looks our kind of guy. I've made that mistake so often over the years in missionary work. That's not at all the way to look at people. And to also feel like that about yourself, to never think, well, I should be able to do this. I should be the one to do this. I'm the best cook in this church, so I should be the one who runs the catering at this event, or I'm the best speaker, or I'm the most qualified, whatever it might be. God really doesn't like that, because he works through the stuttering and the secondborns, and he puts down the mighty from their place.